is big.
Yeah,
there's a lot of hermit crabs, too.
Children and adults alike are huddling around small totes on the dock at Petersburg's North Harbor. The plastic containers are full of creatures crawling around in seawater. They were brought to the surface by divers with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Watch this guy.
Yep.
He's moving. He's moving this way. This one right here.
There's a variety of animals. Sea stars, urchins, scallops, a tiny octopus, all kinds of crabs, and something else rather peculiar. It looks like a large, whitish sea plant with pod-shaped branches.
These are squid eggs, actually, and I've never seen these before. But
they're Jeff squid?
Yeah, these are egg sacs from squid.
That's biologist Joe Stratman, wearing a red and black dry suit. He manages crab fisheries in southeast Alaska, but once a year gets a chance to do some diving, too.
Yeah, it almost looks like an anemone, but it's just a bunch of the collections of squid eggs and these. And I think there's a single one here, but they're just all sort of stuck together and the eggs are inside.
Yeah, you can see the little,
dots
of each egg.
Yeah.
Also showing off the sea life today is Dive Safety Officer Jeff Mucci.
This one here is related to these guys here, but these guys live in the harbors, and this one lives out at the ocean. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So they're all relatives. They're the same kind of family.
Mucci is the one who found the squid eggs. He's been diving for the state for 17 years.
I've never seen it before, where there were thousands and thousands of squid, male and females, coming together, mating, and laying all these eggs. The whole seafloor was just covered with these skeins of squid eggs. It was just really cool.
Mucci's enthusiasm for sea science and his job are contagious.
They're kind of expressive, like they're dancing or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots and lots of pictures. Like, look at this one here. You know, it looks like he's almost running across the bottom.
Yeah.
These are his arms. They're really cool.
Mucci supervises state diving in Southeast from British Columbia to Yakutat. He works out of the state research vessel, Kestrel. He dives mostly near Ketchikan, Sitka, and Craig, doing stock assessments for geoducks, sea cucumbers, and red urchins. That information determines what can be harvested in the fall fisheries. In the spring, he's checking on herring. But more recently, the state divers have started working with the Science Center in Sitka to research how many abalone sea snails are in Southeast. The species was harvested back in the 80s and 90s, and researchers want a baseline population. The divers are also collaborating with the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center to study some new invasive species. One is the green crab south of Ketchikan, and another is something known as tunicates, found near Sitka.
It's like a sponge. It covers everything. It's not natural to Southeast Alaska, but they were brought in somehow into Whiting Harbor, and they have started to cover all the rock and the kelp. And I think what people are concerned about is that we don't want that invasive species to impact any of the habitat that the herring might be spawning on.
Mucci and other divers are helping to find ways to safely eradicate the tunicates in the harbor. But aside from researching specific species, one of Mucci's favorite things to do is share sea creature science with the public.
These are things that are all around us, and I've been doing this for 17 years, and I'm still excited to get back in the water every morning. I can hardly wait to get in the water. I get wore out by the end of a trip, but I'm very fortunate. I love what I do.
Probably
you see
not.
The abalone in there? The abalone shells?
You don't belong.
Mucci knows most people don't have access to the sea like he does, and he enjoys helping them get at least a peek at that underwater world. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.